Well, Jim, this morning we have Jerry with us. Jerry is on our Conquerors program, which is a long-term program. And Jerry, we are so glad to have you on the broadcast here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jerry, our listeners, we have all kinds of different things we talk about on the radio broadcast, but one of the things that is very exciting for our listeners is when they get to hear the story of someone who's coming through our Conquerors program. So, Jerry, that's a part of your story, certainly not all of it. So before you came to Haven of Rest, what was going on in life that led towards eventually coming here?
Well, what was going on for me is that, I was in a whole lot of turmoil. I was into drugs. I was into breaking the law. I was just spiraling out of control. And I just happened to wake up one day and just took a good look at myself, and I was not happy with the person I was looking at. And I said to myself, God, I know you have a better plan for me, and I know this is not it. So, I found myself reaching out to different facilities. And, they was giving me the runaround, Some of them say they'll call me back and everything, and had to do with my insurance and everything. So that ended up being a blank. So I happened to get in touch with my cousin because I knew that she was very resourceful. And so I explained to her, I said, cuz, I'm ready to get myself together. I'm ready to go, take any steps I need to. And she told me she'd give me a call back in like 10 minutes. So within like 2-3 minutes, she was calling me back, and she mentioned the name of the Haven of Rest. And I was like, the Haven of Rest, I never heard of them, from Cleveland, and she gave me the number, and I called, and I talked to Steve, and we got to talk. He got to tell me about the program. I let him know I was from Cleveland, and then come to made me feel a little bit better. He's like, what part of Cleveland? And, got to explain that he's from, around the same area I was from. So we went on from there, and then he got to explain to me how the program worked, and then the long term, and all the necessary things I would have to do to succeed in here. And he asked me, was I ready? And I said, yes. And it was the schedule, the time frame, it was like right before Christmas. And I ended up getting here like 4 days before my interview with them because of the winter storm and everything. So I spent 4 days over at the shelter, because I didn't want nothing to get in the way, not the weather, anything. That's how determined I was to get here. So I spent 4 days over in the shelter, and I had my interview with them. I got accepted. And I really cannot complain because it was more than what I expected. I came here with little or nothing. Now I got more stuff than I could possibly want. The Haven has really rescued me. It has helped me grow. I find myself praying just all through the day. I'm constantly thanking God. I'm constantly like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even when I'm having a bad day. So I cannot express to anyone that's listening, that's having a hard time. If you really want to get yourself together, you have to make that decision to say you're willing to do whatever steps necessary steps it takes. I'll recommend this program to anyone.
Well, Jerry, we're glad to have you here. You came in how many months ago?
I got accepted over here December 20th of last year.
Yeah, so that was toward the end of last year. Mm-hmm. And here we are, 6 months into the new year, so almost going on 6-7 months in that time frame.
It'll be 6 months on the 20th.
So, obviously, coming here, to hear your testimony of coming here, mm-hmm. of surrendering, wanting to change, calling and making and those calls being made in Haven Arrest. Never heard of Haven Arrest.
No.
Coming here, speaking to Steve on the phone. How has the program been for you? Because it's a very, it's a structured program.
Yes, it
you
is.
You get up, I mean, the morning times, you get up at 6, and there's things that you have to do. There's classes that you go to. Why don't you talk a little bit about that end of it?
Okay, well, you know, my schedule consists of, like you said, being up by 6, having my devotions, having the devotion before breakfast and everything, and doing my WTA. That's my work therapy. I started off, I started off in the kitchen working on pots and pans. And I find myself like getting up way before 6 o'clock, so I start going across the street over to the shelter, helping the guys out that goes over there. And, you know, I had a little hiccups and everything, but, you know, you guys came around and it allowed me to actually go over there to do that too. Because, you know, I'm like, it's a reminder. I always wanted that reminder to stay humble. Don't forget where I was, you know, just because, I'm getting this help. I always want to remember where I was and where I'm going. So I did that constantly every day for about 3 months. So I've been in pretty much every little work therapy in here. I started on pots and pans, dishes, set up and serve. And now I'm on the dock, and which I'm trying to put in an application for that. I had to express that. But I like the dock, you know, because it gives me time to, you know, to be by myself and actually talk to God in my head, you know, without too many people being around. And you know, now it's not, it don't even bother me if somebody even catch me anymore. So, and then I get to meet different people that come and donate. You know, sometimes I have conversations with them. They, you know, take a little interest, like, you know, how you doing and everything. And, you know, it's, you know, pretty great, awesome people I have met. I'm still in Steve class, you know, learning his Bible, because I have accepted Christ when I was younger, but I never studied the Bible. And being in that classes, you know, we're getting to talk over scriptures and everything, and it kind of starting to get a fascinated with it and everything. So I'm finding myself like writing, taking notes, and then after class and when I got free time, I go back over and get a better understanding that, you know, if something that I didn't understand, or mm-hmm. I ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost done with that class, thank God, you know. I also completed Authentic Manhood with Louis.
Yes.
That class, you know, Louis is awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't thank that man enough. You know, he actually take the time out. You know, he spent quality time with you. He's not shy about giving you his testimony and everything. He's willing to share with you and help you out in every kind of way. He don't bite his tongue. Very respectful,
mm-hmm.
but you know it's genuine.
Yes,
you know it's genuine. He really do care. So I have completed that, and I also completed Jesse's class, Tupuco. You know.
Which I'm going to just interject. For our listeners, they hear Tupuku. What's that?
Yes.
It's an acronym. It means the only person you cheat is yourself. You.
Yeah, that's yes.
So mm-hmm. keep going.
I got my bracelet on. There I wear it proudly.
Yes.
Yeah. Going through that that class with Jesse, well, when I opened up that book, it was like, wow, all these things you have to write, like your goals. But the best part about it, I liked it. And that book was writing my statement, my mission statement. Wow, that really, really made me get honest with myself, where I want to be and how I want to stick with it. So I'm doing my best to live by everything I put in my mission, and it's I will. Everything I put down on there, I start off with I will. I'm holding myself accountable. So it's not easy, but you know, it's getting better. So.
Yes. Well, you know, Jerry, Jim, we've gotten to the privilege to see, you know, 6 months ago and to where things are at now. And sometimes, you know, the guys on the program can be extremely hard on themselves. But us seeing what's going on, we see great encouragement. We see growth. We see the Lord working in your life, and that is always a blessing to see that. And so being on the program and going through the work, therapy, I like what you called it, WTA or whatever it is. Yeah, therapy class, working on the dock. There's just so many things that have happened here. You're going to church.
Yes.
What church? I mean, how's that going for you?
I go to the chapel.
Okay.
And it's great. It is great. I'm, you know, the more I go, the more I find out people actually know my name, and it's great. And you guys even gave me and a fellow partner of mine that's in here the chance to go to one of the Bible study. The men Bible study, you know, they worked around our schedule to allow us to actually participate in, because, you know, it's not often that you find all men study. You know, it's hard to come by. So that was something I was really interested in, and I kept expressing it to, you know, to Steve and everybody. And we came to agreement, and me and my partner, we was able to experience that. And really looking forward to the next time it come around. So, I mean, and I go to Bible study right after church. I'm with the older crowd, you know, the 60 and over, but they are very, very intelligent, very, very spiritual, and so arm welcoming. You know, I couldn't ask for a better group of Bible study people to be with.
Excellent.
So you've experienced so much of what we would call that transformation that takes place when you surrender with the Lord. And Reverend Kaiser, you read my mind. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to feel like we can't see as much of the change, but when you look back and you think of the person you were 6 months ago and who you are now, I bet you see, wow, I'm not even close to that man anymore. Right. And we praise God for that, right? That's our heartbeat here at the mission, that we would be able to walk with you as the Lord does this work in your life. So looking forward, God's done all these awesome things, but he's not done with you either.
No.
So where's your mind kind of looking in the days ahead?
Oh, my days ahead is residing out here. I'm trying to seek employment here because I believe this is a great structure for me. I like to, and you know, it's like everybody is on the same page. And I got a good repertoire with pretty much a lot of staff in here. I even have one-on-ones with a lot of them. You know. So, and I'm also planning on residing out here in Akron, you know. So, yes, I'm going to make Akron home.
There you go.
You know. So
how could our listeners, as we hear what you like to do, how could our listeners continue to pray for you, Jerry? What would you like prayer for?
Just pray for me on this great journey that I'm experiencing. Pray that I stay focused. Get a better understanding, get a better relationship with God. Just pray for me in general. You know, it's all the above, all the positive. Just pray that I stay in touch with God, that I never lose focus.
Well, Jerry, I know our listeners are definitely going to join their hearts with yours and be praying for you in that way, as will we here at Haven of Rest. And I just want to say thank you, not only for coming on the radio broadcast today, but thank you for your heart, your willingness, even as you shared at the beginning of the radio broadcast, to say, you know what, I'm ready, I'm going to surrender, and to give God that open access to say, make me new. And thank you for being willing to do that. It encourages our heart, seeing you and seeing what God's doing in your life.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry.